And that's certainly in keeping with what we see in the church. We can also certainly remember that at the end of Matthew, the great commission or the command that the Lord gave to us and to his disciples were to go out into the world and make disciples of all nations. And we have seen that happen in the, well, in the church. We look around at ourselves, you know, like we are not all from one particular place. And we pray for one another. We know that in this fellowship, we have a very active prayer ministry. We know that we all have problems. We all have situations that we face. And we have an active prayer ministry. And we stop what we're doing often and we pray for one another. In our country, we also see that we are living in some very challenging times. Even in the world, there are a lot of things that have caused division, division among citizens and those that are living in this country. And we also see that when we take a look at the world, we also see in the news that under repressive governments, socialism, communism, things like that, but even, you don't even have to get political. We know that the Lord Jesus himself told his followers that in the world you are going to have persecution. To maybe a very minor extent, we have seen persecution raise its ugly head even in our country. But we also know when we take comfort in the fact that our citizenship is not just in this country, just like our brothers and sisters in Christ, although they are living under other regimes and other governments, their citizenship also is not of that particular country or part of the world. We are in the family of God, and we know that we have a great God that will take care of us. It's very easy for me and maybe for some of you to take a look and want to say, look at some of the freedoms that we are losing in our country and how the name of that we take of being a Christian sometimes is not very fashionable. Are you concerned about that? Certainly, the Lord tells us that, you know, if we are mocked for his name, blessed are us. Blessed are we, I guess, would be the better way of saying that. You know, like because we are taking a stand for Christ. He is our identity. And for those around the world that are brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus, they really put their life on the line daily. There are some, you know, like there is one video in particular I would like to show this morning. It's very short, but I wanted it to get a little, give you a little flavor of some of the things that can happen to our brothers and sisters. Now, listen, I was very selective as far as what to show and what not to show. There have been some videos that I have come across 5 minutes in length where you would see a church service in northern Nigeria where you see believers going into that church and here comes Boko Haram out. They attack the church, they open up fire, and they start shooting those that are worshiping. Sometimes we are concerned. We have a security measure on our door coming in here. But the whole thing is, these places, some, they don't have security measures, and they're not taking up arms, and they get shot down. There's another video where you would see a couple of them in Colombia, where the pickings have just gone back to, in red areas of that country that are under control by the FARC or the rebel forces. And everything's okay as long as Christians don't share the gospel and convert rebels into lovers of Christ where they don't want to participate in certain activities anymore. What happens to Christians like that? There's a knock on the door and a bullet in somebody's head. You know, like, we don't have that here. There are other examples that can be more graphic. You know, like where literally brothers and sisters in Christ are being persecuted to the point of death. Do we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ? Many of them are looked upon as being second-class citizens in the area that they live just because they love the Lord Jesus Christ. Back in, I think it was 2007, Marge and I had an opportunity to go over to Africa. We went to Egypt and Cairo, where we met Nate Bramson, who took us to a place called Garbage City. It's a portion, it's a large neighborhood in Cairo. Coptic Christians primarily are living there. The place stunk. It stunk because the only jobs those people had were taking in garbage and sorting through garbage. I'm not talking about just here's a place around a fence. They brought garbage into their home to sort through garbage. Maybe they were looking for pieces of metal that they had to sort through. I mean, houses were like that. The flies were all around. The stink was unbelievable. But they were Coptic Christians, and that was the only type of job that they could have, because in that nation, it's not very friendly towards Christians. I think this video, if we're ready for it, you'll see an example of life for Christians in a section of Pakistan. Let's play that, Steve.
Today in Pakistan, we Christians are second-class citizens. Though we have committed no crime, we are ostracized and banished to the lowest place in society. Forced to leave our villages and our own homes. We cannot get good jobs. And we have no voice in government. What is left for us? Sewage work, and we know we will never advance. Thank you. Catholic Church, a place where Christians come together to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, to sing His praise, to study His word. For while our country has turned its back on us, God has not. Sometimes it is not easy. The loss, the injustice. So please remember to pray for us. That we will continue to live together in fellowship. That we will continue to see the joy of the Lord in our lives. And that we will persevere in our faith, no matter the cost. And please remember, we are praying for you.
Steve, if you could try to see if you could get the PowerPoint up. While you're doing that, I'd just like you to know that believers like we saw in Pakistan, where they are looked upon as second-class citizens, having second-class citizenship, you know, that's pretty tame compared to some of the persecution in other places. You know, less than 60 days ago, some of us in this fellowship had got a report of an Indian brother who was arrested for handing out tracts. You know, like, someday, you know, like, are we ever going to say, well, no, I was going to say Charles Petty handing out tracts in the neighborhood and somebody just, you know, like, pulling him away because he's trying to plant seeds of the word. You know, like, persecution in India. There's a map on the wall as you go towards the break room by the water fountain that shows different areas in the world where there is severe persecution for Christians. North Korea, China, Malaysia, many places in Africa, other places. I mean, it's just amazing. So many places. And those that are being persecuted, they also look at us. They look at us in this country. You know, like, God has shown His favor on us. We are really privileged. You know, like, being privileged the way that we are, does that give us more responsibility? Certainly, they're praying for us. We should be praying for all those around the world who are suffering for Christ. Let's go to the next slide. I'm not going to advance it. Well, maybe I forgot I had this thing. Okay. Thank you. Don't be surprised about persecution. Then the verse in John, the words of the Lord, says, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you are of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. You are a Christian. The world hates you. They hated Christ. They hate you. Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. Why don't you just advance, please? And then you could go to the next one. Just make a comment. North Korea, severe persecution of Christians. Just handing out a tract. Or just speaking about the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, like, will get a believer arrested, carted away, no trial, just carted away, you're like maybe locked up in some type of prison for who knows how long, maybe never to return, pulled out away from family and friends. I mean, you put your neck on the line in some places. Let's go to the next slide, please. There is unity in the body of Christ. That was something that I mentioned, but look at these verses. The one on the left, it says, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. You know, like, have you experienced persecution because you have stood for Christ in your family, in your neighborhood, at your job? Dare I even mention school today? Persecution. You know, like where some of our children and some of our grandchildren, as the years go on, someday might not be able to get a job because they have stood for Christ. And yet, who do we bow the knee to? We serve the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given everything for us. In the second verse, Peter says, but rejoice in so far as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. And then in bold, it says, if you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. I think I have another slide, Steve. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Time has gone rapidly by. This is how I would like us to close this morning. I'm going to encourage some of the brothers here this morning to stand up and pray for those around the world that, who knows, this morning may be going through some horrible suffering, beatings, who knows what, for Christ, because like you, they love him. They love him. And they are paying that price that you and I are not this morning. But we can pray for them. So let's have a couple of brothers, as you feel led, stand and pray for those being persecuted. Glenn, would you close our time this morning in prayer as a former missionary here, please?